WINN.
It's what's happening.
Bert Mathis here. I have the hit sound of music coming right up for you.
Hi, everybody. John Powers of the Magic Mike. Hoping you'll join me every day right here on WINN, the all-new sound in Kentuckiana. The WINN sound for the N set.
Gateway to excitement.
Starting things off, Billy Stewart with a secret love song for all of Kentuckiana. Make it 28 minutes away from the hour. Good morning to you.
Once I had a secret love sailor.
From WINN, talking about the secret love.
W-I-N-N.
Good morning to you on a Mathis program.
You're in with
Bert Mathis.
Yes, sirree. It's time for Percy Sledge here. 25 minutes away from the hour. Good morning to you. It tears me up.
I see you walk with him. I see him talk.
You teared me up, just rotting me all to pieces there. No more. Percy Sledge from WINN. Yes, indeedy. I have 23 minutes away from the hour. Good morning to you on WINN, the tremendous 1240 spot on your radio dial. Morning to you, the Mathis person with you all night long.
High school football time means excitement, thrills, action. This is Errol Boardman inviting you to join me for every one of the exciting high school football games on Louisville's number one spot for sports, WINN. Action aplenty can be yours at the 1240 spot on your radio dial, your 50-yard line spot for high school football on WINN Radio.
Bert Mathis.
From WINN, good morning.
Say, well, a good morning to you from the Mathis person. The Weird Beard sitting around with you all night long, playing records. Just having a ball. Yeah, all right. The new vaudeville band from WIN, and that's called Winchester Cathedral. Bow-be-do-bow. I have 19 minutes to go until the hour. Good morning to you from WINN, Louisville Town, KY. Be back with music in a second here.
Hey, Bill, look. That guy's eating chipped beef on toast. Remember those Air Force breakfasts?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't so bad.
Don't tell me you liked it.
Yeah, I sort of liked it. As a matter of fact, I liked a lot of things about the Air Force. I had a lot more security than I've got now and a lot more to look forward to.
Like what?
Like doing work I got some satisfaction out of. Like retiring when me and the wife would still be young enough to enjoy it.
Well, if you liked it so much, why'd you leave the Air Force?
That's food for thought, Charlie. That's food for thought.
And that's food for thought. Here, have a toothpick.
1240 WINN.
Couple of real guys here with lots of money and making lots of records. One of them's name is Simon. The other guy's name is Garfunkel. They have a new song out now called The Hazy Shade of Winter. Goes something rather like this. Listen.
Time to see what's become of me. While I looked around for my possibility. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground.
Simon and Garfunkel from WYNN. That's called The Hazy Shade of Winter. My goodness gracious. Make it 16 away from the hour. Got a Bert Mathis Night Watch newscast special coming up for you. So do stay tuned, huh? Remember when in a moment.
The weather is in. W-I-N-N.
It says for the remainder of tonight, fair to partly cloudy, a little low temperature reading of 60 degrees. Mostly cloudy and windy through Thursday with southwesterly winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. And showers, possible thunder showers Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. Continued warm until turning colder Thursday with a high Wednesday of about 73 degrees. The Wednesday night low near 63. Precipitation probabilities, remainder of tonight less than 5%. Wednesday 30%. Wednesday night 40%. So it looks like we might be in for some rain the next couple of days. At Statford Field, the skies are clear partly cloudy right now. Officially, it's 66 degrees. Downtown, I have 64 windland-type degrees, and that's the way the weather works for right now. Yeah, we're going to remember when in just a moment, so do stay tuned.
Folks, I have just 30 seconds to tell you about the wide word world of Derry Bright, heard daily on Wind from 6 to 10 a.m. For the finest in popular music, diversified humor, and for just a real good time, tune in from 6 to 10 on Wind to the Derry Bright program. As a matter of fact, here is Derry Bright himself to tell you all about it, Jerry! Jerry, tell us about your show. Sorry, our time is up.
The mop haired group themselves. You know who I mean. The Beatles, of course.
Michelle, Abel, these are words that go together well. My Michelle, and I will say the only words I know that you'll understand. My Michelle.
Yeah, that's called Michelle, my Bill. One from out of the past here on the Night Watch program. That's by the Beatles from a couple of months back. I'd say, I don't know, roughly about 10, maybe a year ago. I can't remember them kind of things, like when a song was popular. Never listened to them. Never listened. 12 minutes to go until the hour. Got a Bert Mathis Night Watch newscast special coming right up for you. Right now I have one that's it's a brand new sort of a sound, and I think you're going to agree with me.
It's a winner.
Right. By the Hot Tamales.
You got your higher speakers on. Stepping wheel.
Oh, I dig the way he screams. It's all right. It's by the Hot Tamales called Out of Sight, baby. Brand new sound for all of Kentucky, Anna. 10 minutes away from the hour.
Acclaimed by listeners as Louisville's most complete stock market report. First to report all stock market closings plus local issues. That's the Stock Market Roundup, brought to you on WINN Radio by Amstad Brothers, immediately following the 5 o'clock edition of CBS News.
And that's the WINN Entertainment Compass.
The what? What? Oh, blew that, didn't I? Let's see. Make it 9 minutes till the hour right now. Remind you that.
You're in with
Bert Mathis.
Okay.
Won't you go away? Wish you wouldn't stay.
Big sound for all of Kentucky out of by the Happenings.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
Isn't that beautiful?
W-I-N-N.
It's called Go Away Little Girl, a Steve Lawrence thing there. He had a lot of success with it a couple of years back. The Happenings got a hold of it, and they're making a buck off of it, too. I don't blame them. And everything, too. I have 7 minutes to go until news time. A Bert Mathis Night Watch newscast special. Something special for you. Yes, sir. Lots of fun and games on a Mathis program. That news is really something else, boy. Make you throw up or something.
Your love is fading. I can feel
Yeah, that's called I Know I'm Losing You, Baby. The Temptations, a brand new sound for Kentuckiana from Wynn Radio.
W-I-N-N.
4 minutes to go until news time on the hour. Bert Mathis Night Watch newscast special coming up for
you. You're in on the W-I-N-N. Hey,
hey. Oh, the pick kid is too bad to play. I ain't gonna play that. By Ronnie Dove. Ugh.
If you're staying up late, make a definite date for Night Watch. Night Watch. W-I-N-N. Louisville. Swinging all night on Night Watch.
In 19 days.
In 19 days, but a Dave Clark 5 from Wynn.
W-I-N-N.
Yeah, that's going to take us up to news time. It's by Billy Vaughn. Too many hot dogs. Or hot tacos. Same thing. It's a Spanish hot dog. Ba-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do. How about that? Isn't that lovely? Too many hot tacos from W-I-N-N. Billy Vaughn with music and stuff.
W-I-N-N.
Yeah, how about that? We're going to have news on the hour. I can't believe it. Matter of fact, I'm not even ready. Let's see here. First of all, we got to do a station break, like it says in the W-I-N-N announcer's handbook. So we do that by saying, this is W-I-N-N Louisville, Kentucky.
It's in
1240 W-I-N-N.
It's what's happening.
Bert Mathis here, and I have Wynn News for you right now.
This is one of more than 58 newscasts, filed daily by WINN Radio News.
This is going to be a lovely newscast, too. All that election jazz, eh? The Republicans have written history in the 1966 general election, electing a Negro to the Senate for the first time since 1881. And electing the first Republican senator ever in Tennessee. Two potential Republican presidential contenders also have emerged. Governor George Romney, who won the re-election in a Michigan landslide, and Charles Percy, who defeated veteran Democratic Senator Paul Douglas of Illinois. A third possible contender for the GOP presidential nomination still is awaiting in the wings, the former movie star Ronald Reagan, who has taken an early lead over two-term Governor Edmund Brown in the California gubernatorial contest. In Oregon, political governor Mark Hatfield has grabbed a strong early lead over his senatorial opponent, Robert Duncan. In what was billed as a national test of white backlash, Massachusetts elected its Negro Attorney General, Edward Brooke, to the Senate over former Democratic gubernatorial governor, Endicott Peabody, a strong advocate of civil rights. Tennessee broke the tradition by choosing a Republican attorney for senator over Democratic Governor Frank Clement. Another Republican candidate foiled the white backlash by winning the governorship of Maryland. GOP candidate Spiro Agnew, still sounds right, triumphed over a Democrat who had campaigned under a banner of opposition to open housing laws. But resistance to the pace of Negro rights advances cut both ways. In Alabama, Mrs. Larlene Wallace easily kept the governorship in her husband's name. Florida broke the tradition to elect a Republican governor, Claude Kirk, who had charged his opponent with favoring Negroes. And arch-segregationist Lester Maddox appeared to be winning the gubernatorial contest in Georgia. Governor Nelson Rockefeller won a third term in New York State, while his brother, Winthrop Rockefeller, also a Republican, pushed toward a governorship victory in Arkansas. New York City voters threw out a controversial civilian-dominated board to review complaints against the city's police. Although the Democrats have control in the Senate locked up, the Republicans have shown a net gain of at least 2 seats and probably around 30 seats in the House on the basis of seats won in a contest of which they're ahead. The Republicans could gain as many as 45 seats, which would spell trouble in the next Congress for President Johnson. Republican Senator John Tower has won re-election in Texas, defeating State Attorney General Wagner Carr, who had President Johnson's backing. Republican candidate Raymond Schaefer appears to be on the verge of election as governor of Pennsylvania, and Nebraska Republicans are pushing toward a comeback in the State House after an 8-year lapse.
A major snowstorm building up over the central Rockies has dumped 18 inches of snow in the mountains of southwest Colorado. As it is, driving warnings are issued for parts of Wyoming. So if you're driving in Wyoming, South Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, and Utah, drive carefully. American Peace Corps volunteers have been ordered out of the African Republic of Guinea. The Gemini 12 launch set for Wednesday at Cape Kennedy has been put off until Thursday because of electrical trouble with the booster rocket, and U.S., British, and West German representatives open a meeting in Washington Wednesday to discuss the maintenance and financing of Western troops in Europe. Other election news for the state of Kentucky. In the Kentucky congressional races, Frank Stubblefield defeated his opponent, the Republican opponent, Richard Nicholson. In another race, William H. Natcher defeated R. Douglas Ford. Norbert Blum lost to former Louisville Mayor William O. Calger. Republican M.G. Gene Snyder defeated Frank Shelf. It was Tim Lee Carter over Eugene C. Harter in another congressional seat contest. John C. Watts, the incumbent from the 6th District, was the winner over William N. Henderson. Carl Perkins was ahead of the CFC at the last count, and it was John Sherman Cooper over John Young Brown. The final tally, Sherman Cooper, 306,854 to John Young Brown's 174,753 votes. And finally, this note from across the nation. In Philadelphia, a voting machine jammed, trapping a man inside the closed curtain. It could have been reopened by casting a ballot, but the voter refused to do it because his ticket wasn't set up. Rather than lose his vote, he waited inside the booth for half an hour until a mechanic arrived and repaired the machine, and the voter then cast his ballot and departed satisfied. Ain't that loyalty? Gosh, what a pain in the neck. Remainder of tonight going to be fair to partly cloudy, a low temperature about 60 degrees, mostly cloudy and windy through Thursday with southwesterly winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Showers and possible thunder showers are forecast for the afternoon through Thursday. Continued warm until turning colder Thursday night. Wednesday's high about 73 degrees. The low winds tonight 63. Precipitation probabilities the remainder of tonight less than 5%. Wednesday 30%. Wednesday night about 40%. In the heart of downtown Louisville, I have 64 windland degrees.
That's all the news from Metropolitan Louisville's number one news source. Stay tuned to WINN and CBS. News first from the news voice of Louisville. Now more nonstop music with Bert Mathis.
See the devil with the blue dress on, Mighty Rich Rider in the Detroit Wheels.
W-I-N-N.
I like it, song. 13 past the hour. Good morning to you from WINN.
Would you do this for us at Herb Vine's Bluegrass Mercury? Would you let us prove that nobody, absolutely nobody, and we mean nobody, will sell you a Mercury or Comet for less? If you'll take a few minutes of your time to work with us, we'll work with you and save you money. So before you buy your next car, would you talk to us? You'll see there is no way that you will not save money. If you're determined to save money, let us work with you. We at Herb Vine's Bluegrass Mercury know the price you pay for a car is important to you. Since we are interested in you, we want to prove to you that we'll get a car you can depend on, and you can depend on the service you get. So let us do this for you. Let us prove to you that nobody, absolutely nobody, and we mean nobody, will sell you a Mercury or Comet for less than Herb Vine's Bluegrass Mercury. Will you do that?
Oh, yeah, listen, baby, we're going to get on that right first thing in the morning, I tell you. Sounds good either way, I don't care. Let's have a party, everybody. Lots and lots of Kool-Aid. Got to have it. Everybody clap your hands. It comes the Chicago Loop. Ba-da-ba. I like that. Chicago Loop from Wind Radio.
W-I-N-N.
Right. We've got excitement types out there for you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Good morning from W-I-N-N. The Bert Mathis Night Watch program in progress from now till 6 o'clock in the morning. It's scary. Another few hours to go here. But till 6 in the morning, that's Jerry Bright time. 6 a.m. brings up the man himself, J.B. Jerry Bright. Gotta check out the weather in a minute.
You're in.
And I'll have a Remember When. All kinds of goodies coming up for you from Wind Radio.
The weather thing is in. W-I-N-N.
Well, low level of vicinity, the man says, for the remainder of tonight, going to be fair to partly cloudy with a low temperature of 60 degrees. Partly cloudy, windy through Thursday with southwesterly winds to 15 to 30 miles per hour. The showers and possible thunder showers Wednesday afternoon through Thursday. Continued warm until turning cooler on Thursday night. A high Wednesday 73, a low Wednesday night 63. Precipitation probabilities the remainder of tonight less than 5%. Wednesday 30%, Wednesday night 40%. Downtown in the heart of Louisville, I have 64 windland type degrees for you.
Voices from the past, as recorded on WINN Radio News.
My fellow citizens, the Soviet missile bases in Cuba are being dismantled. Their missiles and related equipment are being crated, and the fixed installations at these sites are being destroyed. We will continue to keep the American people informed on this vital matter.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962. The voice, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President of the United States. WINN Radio News, in conjunction with a worldwide team of veteran CBS news analysts, present over 58 newscasts daily for your information.
WINN, remember.
Remember when? One from out of the past, a few months back, one Wind Radio. About a mama's and a papa's coat. I saw her again. Yeah, I did. Still looks tough, that's all. 22 and a half minutes past the hour. Good morning to you from WINN, the Night Watch program in progress now. Music by the Outsiders this time, a relatively new one for all of Kentuckiana. It's called Help Me, Girl.
Girl, have you ever been hungry? So hungry that you had no pride. Well, I got that feeling, that biting, gnawing deep inside. Help me, baby, help me, girl. Come on into my nights. Come on, turn them into day. I said, help me, baby, help me, girl. Come on into my days. Come on, turn them away. I said, help me, baby, help me, girl. Come on into my nights.
Oh, come on, baby, help me, girl. Oh, help, help me, baby.
W-I-N-N.
I like it kind of sound. By the Outsiders from WINN, good morning to you on a Night Watch program with the bearded one, Bert Mathis, here all night long. Sitting around here flipping, grooving, climbing walls, thinking about it, you know.
Radio, Louisville, is the big one. 1240 WINN.
Here's an investment that can't lose in the biggest corporation in the world. You're a member of it. It's the USA, and the investment is United States Savings Bonds. Bonds now return more than ever. 4.15% interest at maturity. Invest in your country. You've got it made with Savings Bonds.
Hey, that's right. Don't forget it either, because you're going to appreciate that kind of thing someday or another. And a song I want to send out to Sherry. Pretty song. It's by Eddie Fisher called
There Are Games That Many Foolish Lovers Play. We that lovers play. Let's not play those games that lovers play.
Scooby dooby 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 dooby. Yeah, Eddie Fisher.
W-I-N-N.
That's the place, Win Radio. I have about, oh, I don't know, a minute and a half to go until station break time. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to kind of make room. Make room for the song by Tamita Joe.
Makes me feel so fine. Something you got, baby, lets me know you're mine, oh mine. Oh, I love you so. I said my.
Love is so, baby.
W-I-N-N.
Something or other you got. Tamita Joe sings it for you from Win Radio. Good morning to you. It's 31 minutes past the hour. This is W-I-N-N, Louisville, Kentucky.
It's in
1240 W-I-N-N.
It's what's happening.
Bert Mathis here with a hit sound of music for you in just a moment.
News in the making has many sounds. Armed aggression. A major political pronouncement.
I did express outright opposition to any proposals which...
An anti-American demonstration. But news reporting at its very best always starts with this familiar sound. Your signal that CBS News on the Hour is coming up on this CBS radio station. You hear very latest news developments, on-the-spot pickups from key news centers, and the sharp, clear reporting of correspondents like Charles Collingwood, Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, Dallas Townsend. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News. It's my job to report to you, too, on this CBS Radio Network station.
It's a winner!
Out of the sensational Supremes from W-I-N-N. That's called You Keep Me Hanging On.
W-I-N-N.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have 25 minutes to go until the hour. Good morning to you on a Bert Mathis Night Watch program.
You're in with
Bert Mathis.
Let's go with this one by request. Roger Williams at the piano. The song is climbing the charts of popularity rather fast at this present time. This is called Born Free.